eyes are closed. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Almighty and eternal Father, we thank you once again this afternoon. We thank you for your blessings, oh God, wherewith you have blessed us today, the Sunday school, the morning stroke, afternoon service. We are so grateful for great and mighty things that you have done in our lives, oh God. The which, oh Father, if we are given all of the time, we cannot thank you enough. We just pray, Father, that you accept our thanksgiving, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Just as your word has said, Lord, we know, Father, all that you have done for us, they will not return to you for. They have gone to accomplish the purpose why it was sent, O God. We pray, Father and Lord, that we have found grace in your sight, Lord. May you give us the grace to come back to testify of your goodness, to testify of what your word has done in our lives, O God. Grant it in the name of Jesus Christ. No doubt, Father, maybe by that inspiration, one of your own is bringing this request, O God, concerning a loved one, Mrs. Olatoko, the teacher in their school that is battling with cancer of the breast. You are the only God that can heal cancer. You are the God that healed all manner of diseases, O God. Just as we are this morning, Lord, and that's what your word said, by your stripes we are healed. We don't know this woman, but you know her, O God. Father, whatever it is that has tried the hand of our brother to raise this for her, O God, we just pray mercy, O God. May you have mercy upon this woman. May you deliver her from this demonic oppression, O God. And grant healing to her mortal body in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, it's our prayer, O God, that when she receives physical healing, may she also experience spiritual healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. As we turn the service again this afternoon from evening to your hand, Lord, we pray that you take charge, O God. May you speak to us in the way that we understand, O God. Just for a little time again, Father, bless your word in our heart, O God. And all the nations of the world where your children are gathered also for second service like this, may you bless their gathering, O God. Grant them also a wonderful time, Lord. At the end of the service, may we have us to thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Amen. The Lord bless you. While we are still standing, let's turn to the book of Joel, chapter 1. Read from verse 1 to 5. Read verse 2, verse 25 and 26, and we can see it. Said the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Petuel, hear this, ye old men, and give ye all ye inhabitants of the land. Had this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers, tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and let their children another generation. That which the palmer worm had left at the locust eating, and that which the locust had left at the canker worm eating, and that which the canker worm had left at the caterpillar eating. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep, and all, ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. Amen. Chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. It said, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten, the canker worm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dwelt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. May the Lord Jesus bless the reading and hearing of that portion of his word in our hearts. You can please be seated. God bless you. Amen. You love the Lord. Thank God once again for another privilege to gather at his feet again and hear his word. Every opportunity like this that we have is it's a privilege, you know, to sit down and hear the word of God. Because many people long to hear the word of God, but they are not, they can't hear it the way we are hearing it. They can't receive it the way we receive it. But to us that that word has come to, we count ourselves privileged people. Amen. Count ourselves people that God has shown his mercy, people that God has shown his grace. We want to continue with this message of restoration. It's a very lengthy one, but I know definitely we cannot finish it, but just trust God where we help us this this day to just put this off. God helping you, if you have time in your own personal study, you can just go through the entire sermon. Amen. Now, we'll be talking more of the physical aspect of it, trusting God. Come to the main event, what the prophet was talking about, that message, the spiritual application. And we appreciate the blessedness, what God has done for us in our own day. Amen. We thank God for the preaching in the morning. How many of us appreciate God? We thank God for that. God's word is infallible. Amen. God's word cannot fail. Brother said, God's word is like a law. That when you do this, this person will touch you. You know, it's like a law, and God's word is in motion. It's just walking, and it will manifest in its season. It will manifest in its time. And just like we said, God always, you know, it typifies his messages, he uses nature, and as a prophet also we do, until many times people call programming typologies. Amen. And Brother said, if you look at nature and you just look at God, you look at his word, you will understand it more. Amen. That God's word is a law, it's something that he has said. Just as you heard the associate pastor say this morning, it's so simple. But many times, we human beings, we are the ones that make it complicated. And that's where the trouble is. God's law is so simple, but as simple as it is, it's difficult to follow by natural man. It's when that man is regenerated that he finds it very simple. A good example, God's law said, thou shalt not smoke, thou shalt not drink, thou shalt not commit adultery. It sounds simple, right? But as simple as it is, it's difficult for the natural man to keep. Yes. That is why until we are led by the help of God to subject this body, we can never obey the law of God. May God help us. Now we're talking about restoration. And as we have been coming, you know, when we talk about that restoration, we told us, you know, the meaning, what restoration is all about is taking something back to its rightful owner. And Brother Brown used so many illustrations. He said, then if it is taken and given to its rightful owner, it shows that it was stolen by somebody. Amen. And we're able to establish that the thief is the devil. Was the devil that stole the souls of the children of God. He stole the souls of sons and daughters of God. Stole the souls of men. He stole wonderful things, peace, joy, you know, and the rest of it that God has given to his children. He stole their health. Amen. Now, brother, in this message, restoration of the bride tree, which we have been following, paragraph 100. Now, Abraham say, you see, that's the enforcement. Say, restore it back. We talked about Brother Evans on Wednesday, and I know that's where we stopped. We went to pray. Now, his car was stolen, and by the help of God, when they went to prayer, the car was restored. Amen. No doubt many people also in here would have had experiences like that. You have something that was lost or something that was stolen, and you trusted God, you pray. Maybe you sent the Holy Spirit, which Abraham says is our enforcer. Amen. And the Holy Spirit was going to work, just like we had this morning, when the infidel was trying to challenge God. Remember, just have it at the back of your mind. He wasn't trying to challenge the ministers.
He wasn't trying to challenge Boy David. They were just natural men, but they were occupying an office of God here on earth. And remember, that is the law of God for now. That's the program of God. That's the standard. If God was here physically, he would be standard man. But being that it is physical man that they are on the scene, and this person was challenging, God had to walk upon the body of that man, just like he can walk upon your body. Just like I can walk upon my own, when we let go of ourselves and we let God come inside. Amen. But Bible said that's where the problem is. If you can let go and let God, let your thinking go away. When God said, I'm the God that healed all your diseases, how do you explain that to a cancer patient? When the doctor said, I just have 10 days to live. I'm the God that healed all my diseases. How? I know this morning. If that person keep leaning on the word of the doctor, he or she will die. But if God can be merciful and be gracious to the person, and the person enter into the realm of faith, enter into God and say, no, I will not die. I believe this promise of God. Lord, I don't want to die. And if it pleases God in the program, God will extend it. Yes. We have seen people that terrible case of cancer, past first stage, past second stage, and God brought them out. I'm not talking about something they've seen. I need something that I've seen. Amen. If God can do that for them, he can do it for anyone. And as little as you also see malaria, remember malaria kills people. If also you don't have faith enough that God can bring you out of malaria. That's why the assembly pastor was acknowledged, and I said, oh God, how I bless you. The word of God is simple. And God is through various forms, is through various medium. The Bible says God can heal by music. You believe that? As the preaching of the word is going for, it can heal you. You believe that? In fact, the word of God delivers. You believe that? As it's going, it's building up your faith, increasing it, faith coming by hearing, hearing of what? The word of God. As long as the word of God we are saying, we are preaching, is building up faith in the heart of that person. Just as it will reach his faith, that devil will run away. He can't stay again. When the faith of the person is so high, that devil will leave. That body God cannot contain again. May God help us. Now, Proverbs says, you see, that's the enforcement. Proverbs 100. Restore it back to its natural condition again. A man is sick, a baby is sick, a woman is sick. See, they are out of what? Their natural condition. Are you there? There, as believers, as children of God, we have a right to enforce our claim. Are you there? Now, Proverbs says it's not our claim. You get what it says? It is our claim because why? God gave it to us. Amen. It became ours because somebody already paid the price. Naturally, we can't just claim that. But because somebody fought and won it for us, it became ours. We became heir to all that Christ was. Amen. Just like a natural man, a father and a son. Just, you know, we could use a lot of example. Now, the Bible says, by his stripes we were healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we were healed. Now, we have a right to enforce that law. Are you there? And the law giver, the Holy Spirit himself, is here. You believe that? The agent of God. To see that it is done that way. Amen. Now the only way it can work is when you let him walk. But as long as you are thinking, is it going to work? Let me see how I can make it work. It can never work. You just let him walk. Amen. You've got to believe it. As the prophet says, somebody that is coming to be prayed for and does not believe in that prayer can never work. That's why we still say, as I let people do the poor anointing on me, it's like I still feel the symptom. I still feel my hot temperature. You will feel that because when you come, you didn't come believing. But if you can't believe it, just as a simple faith, you can't believe in that, knowing this is what the word of God says, that they shall lay their hand on the sea, they shall recover. Remember, that is not the only promise that is there. Again, he said, if two of you shall come, pray. Amen. He said, we hear us. Amen. So it doesn't have to be where the pastor is laying hand on you or the minister. A brother to a brother, sister to a sister. You believe God's word, you hold one another's and you pray. God is man, is obligated to his word. Just as we have testimony, his word is invalid. Amen. Now you see, the only way he can walk is when you let him walk. See, you've got to believe it. There's a law. Oh, if I ever get to my test, you see, there's a law. And there's a law given amongst everything. Amen. Now let's go to 132. Father, I can get it quickly. Before we come to this one. Now he said, then the law of God, as God will walk by that way. Can we say amen?
Amen.
The law of God has got to walk by the way. We are coming down to a great thing in a moment. See, the law of God's word, the law of God is with his word. Now, if the court writes out a word here that is a certain thing, a penalty, maybe if you do certain thing to do so and so, it's all right. Now, that is the word of the court. Maybe the court says you go and steal, will go to a prison for 10 years. That is the word of the court. Amen. Now, the law of the court enforces the word of the court. Is that right? How about the law of God? Now, God speaks something, and that is a law. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is God's enforcer. Amen. Just like the policeman is the enforcer for the court. When they give the final judgment, the police go and execute. Amen. When God speaks also, the Holy Spirit is just waiting for sons and daughters of God that will take that word of God. Amen. And believe it in their heart, and it will just go to work. May God help us. Now the Holy Spirit is here to enforce that law. Amen. For the believers. And you have to be ordained to do so. And it takes a believer, you have got to have the badge of a believer. Are you here now? Somebody say, you got power. No, but we got authority. That is it, not power, but authority. We ain't got any power, enough power to do nothing. Like I said some time ago, a little policeman in Lucy, or in our town here in the battle, you look at him. Baba said, you look at cars, sophisticated cars that they build now, especially this SUV, 2024, 2023 model, with maybe 5,000 horsepower coming at so high speed, especially with our young boys today that they drive, they don't mind to crash the car. Tomorrow they are buying another one. But you see a policeman jump put his hand like that, and that car with that high speed, it just like break. Baba said, you tell me that that man has power to stop the car. He said, it is the authority that is backing him. Because that fellow, if he ram that authority, he's going to pay for it, but not in Nigeria. Many people break the traffic line, goes on free. So that's to tell you how terrible our country is. May God have mercy.
Now, if a policeman can do that, just his hand, and that car coming with an ice cream, because what? Rebrand says it's got a badge. Amen. And anybody that understands what this person is working under an authority, there's a force behind it. That is the same way also when Satan, the enemy, will come in like a flood. There is a promised word of God that said, that what? The Spirit of God will do what? Raise a standard against him. You believe that? Now, there's got to be somebody that will stand in that position of authority. Maybe me, maybe you. When that enemy comes in like a flood, it can come in through depression. It can come in through, you know, sickness of the body. It can come in through trouble of the mind. It can come in through any form.
But remember, there is a promise that says he will raise a standard that is war against him. You believe that? May God help us. That's why the Bible says Satan has got no power. At all, he's got no power. All that he has got is fear. What is able to scare the believer, what is able to scare you, is got you. But just as right this morning, you have been encouraged like that dream of that brother. When he pull you, you just pull him back. Amen. He's got to leave you. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now let me just read that and come to the message proper, paragraph 148. That brother said, you come in here and you look at Joel. What Joel was talking about here, where we were talking about, those beasts, with Corazin, where you can call it a beetle. He said that he was talking about a tree there. Ransom, God is speaking of his tree. That's 148. That he planted. He planted a fruit tree and he planted it on the day of Pentecost. And he brought that tree there for a purpose. Amen. Just like we, every one of us here, I'm just telling my family that this morning. I think it was a prayer where I prayed. I said, Oh, there's a purpose why you brought us here. I tell them, me, my wife, the children, there's a purpose why we are here. Oh, you didn't just bring us here to come and eat and laundry and marry. Maybe when my boy grew up, if God is gracious, he marries also. God help me, I become a grandpa. I feel very good, I feel very fine. That's not why we are here. It is more than that. We must realize why we are here. That's why the Bible says, Satan has done cheated us. May God help us. Now, I'm not a good artist, but I want to try to just put it in a diagram form so that you get it. Just take it, maybe this is a tree. And he was talking about, and it's got fruit, you know, so many fruits. Sometimes when you just look at the word of God, it's just so sweet. Amen. It's just so sweet. Now you just follow the prophet as a whole. He said, you see, he planted it on the day of Pentecost, and he brought that tree there for a purpose. He wanted it to bear his fruit work, God's work. He wanted a church that will keep his word all down through the age. Eve had failed to keep it, and the Jews did fail to keep it. The law had failed, and all had failed, so God planted him a tree. Amen. Now you remember there was two trees in the Garden of Eden, we know that. And you call them whatever you want to, I have my idea. But anyhow, one of them is a defined tree. And the other one, that tree of life, comes from God, out of heaven. He said, your fathers did eat manna and are dead. But this tree you eat, you live forever. And the angel gathered that tree of life from the Garden of Eden, kept it in Eden. That tree of life is in Eden now, spiritually speaking. Amen. Now, when this tree that God planted, it was to bear nine different kinds of fruit. Nine different, which means nine spiritual gifts, nine fruit of the Spirit to go with the nine spiritual gift. That was God's tree. This is just a drawing. He planted it on earth on the day of Pentecost. Now, let us talk. Always so limited with time, all right? See, go to the book of Psalms chapter 1. Maybe our brother can flash it back. David saw that tree long time ago. One of his writing, of song for something joyful, that was the first time he wrote it, he saw that tree and he said, it shall be like a tree planted by what? The rivers of water. Someone, this tree. Just something like that, as I said. Let's see someone. Give me verse 1. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of what? The ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
But his delight shall be in what?
Can you see that coming again?
The word of God is the law of God. The delight of that man will be where? In the word of God. And in his law, doth he meditate what?
Day and night. That is where that man sits. That's where he's feeding. You hear the admonition of what the associate pastor read to us? Oh my, I read the psalm and follow the prophet. How many of you catch that first hymn or first quote that he gave, which he said he saw it cross in the pastor's house and he snapped it? You will see something that talk about this thing, that word of God, how it transform our life. If you want to be better, you must read it every day, read it every night, you pray. Amen. That is how you can be refreshed. Amen. Now let's come to David. He said that man, that spiritual man that we are talking about, that spiritual woman, remember if I talk man, I mean it's a compound word I'm using now. It shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of what?
Now, let's watch language there. Sometimes I look at it, perhaps I didn't go to school, but God gave him revelation.
Rivers of water. Perhaps said, why did he use rivers there? But we want to read.
That bringeth forth is what?
Fruit.
Why did he say fruit?
In his what?
In his season.
His leaves shall not what?
Wither.
And whatsoever it doeth shall what? Prosper. Amen. Now let's have 175 of that message. Restoration of the bridegroom.
Rebellion said, now on the day of Pentecost, there came from heaven not off the pulpit or up the road, but there came from heaven what?
A priest.
Are we there?
There came from heaven a priest,
a minister.
What was it?
A sound like a rushing mighty wind.
And it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
Cloven tongues set upon them, stammering, they couldn't talk.
They were so full of glory. The Holy Ghost filled them,
and out in the street they were jabbering,
just like, you know, like that.
And out.
Even the dignified congregation stood out there and said, well, these men are full of new wine.
Joel 1, verse 5.
Not drunken with wine of natural wine.
They are all drunk. Look at the men and women, how they are staggering and carrying on.
Now, that is thus saith the Spirit.
That is the scripture. That is how the church was organized.
See, not organized, but ordained. Lot of difference, all right.
That's how the church was ordained.
Now, you know what Catholic, you Catholic people, the Blessed Virgin Mary was with them, yeah?
Now, if God wouldn't let Mary come to heaven without receiving the Holy Ghost,
amen?
How are you going to get here?
Catholic people that put a statue,
like I go to somebody's house, you know, man is always advancing, and they do something like this, I love it. And in this box like this, they put the picture of Jesus here, they put the picture of Mary here, and maybe they go, and you know how they put that thing, it looks so, they make it so religious, but there's no virtue in that thing, Rabbi said,
with that statue carrying you to heaven,
I hope I will not stand sacrilegious to you. If I say, all of these pictures that we have in our church and we put in our house,
if the real thing did not come in our heart, just as the associate pastor was saying in the morning, there is no good.
The main purpose why the prophet came is to restore us back to the faith of our fathers.
Without the Holy Ghost baptism, you don't have any batch.
And there is no way you can enforce a claim against Satan.
That is why when they come in, your meat like a flood.
If it doesn't find that identity, no matter how you shout, no matter how you beat,
nothing will happen.
He has got to see that patch.
And when he sees it, he can now move back.
May God help us.
Now, Baba said, I hear the call of 179. Acting like drunk people, the Bible said, They did say, these men are full of wine, new wine. But Peter, the spokesman, the minister in the group, that they stood up and said, these are not full of new wine, as you suppose. See, it is just the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Amen. The word I am reading from today, the prophet says now, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and earth signs, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Now Peter preached on Pentecost after the same prophet that I'm preaching today about, planting this tree. And that was where he planted it. Oh, he done fine. And they went out, they had spiritual gifts, they healed the sick, they preached the word, they were thrown in jail, they were willing to suffer for the word's sake. How many of us are willing today to suffer for the word's sake? Then where will you stand in the light of this world? May God help us.
Now let me just come close. 193, because I'm looking at this time and it will just go for no.
Now that tree, Rabban says, notice there they were. That tree was planted. Remember, where was it planted? On the day of Pentecost. Amen. Amen. That tree was planted and it was doing great work. They were healing the sick. They were preaching the word. The Lord was confirming, you know, their word with both signs following. They have everything in common. If you want to know more about that, go to the book of Acts and read. That's what Reverend said. Today we can also write our own book of Acts. Amen. Because this is the day that they promised restoration. Amen. Amen. Now you notice it. They was doing great work. We know they went about everywhere. Why? The Lord, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls were added, baptized, and went into the church, and they had great fellowship. You see, everybody wasn't nobody needing anything. Everybody was kind, good at it, one another. They were all one big family. Wonderful. Amen. And there came by a little old, ugly looking, greedy, teeth beating. Can you see that? Remember that Satan is not resting. There came that old, ugly looking, greedy, teeth beating that lives in four different stages as Joel saw him. The fourth stage insect, the destroyer. He called forth to destroy that beautiful tree of God, the church of God. Think of it now. Now I'm going to read some off of Joel, what it said. Joel, the first chapter. Now there is four different beetles there. But there it actually is one beetle. Amen. If you read that Joel, talk about, I will restore, you know, all that the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the locust, and the canker worm. Amen. Yeah. That way the canker worm has left, the locust has eaten. That way the locust has left, the canker worm has eaten. That way the canker worm has left, caterpillar has eaten. You see four, you know, insects there. But Baba said it is one, but in four stages. Amen. Now, the first one was the palmer. Now, if you read that Bible, look at that verse. That was not the way it was arranged. Now here, it's giving us the perfect one. But if you read chapter 2 and look at verse 25, when we're talking about the restoration, that's what I was arranged. But because why? The prophet, just as we had this morning, is the one that has the correct interpretation. Amen. Because it is the one that the word of God came to. Amen. None of us can interpret it but him. Now the first one was the palmer one. There is a little, it's a little thing, just a little bitty insect of a worm. And what did he do? That Commonwealth, he called along to destroy the fruits. Are you there? He called to destroy all the fruit of the tree. That is the first thing. Now you go to history. Let me just drop that. Destroy the fruit. Let's have 203,
my brother. Paragraph 203.
Right now, you see this little palmer, it comes around and it comes to destroy the fruit, take off the fruit. Now, I have two pages of fruit and I want to read some of it. The first thing, the first fruit it took off was brotherly love. Are you there? That's right. That is one of the things that kills the church right there. Brotherly love. And the next fruit it took off was is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, faith, patience, that's right, in the Holy Ghost. Now, nine spiritual gifts with nine fruit of the tree and so forth. Now, the first is God to eating on the fruit of the tree. Now, let's just picture a big tree, a God's tree, just like we have drawn. It's bearing nine spiritual gifts. They are healing the sick, they are speaking in tongues, they are casting out devils, they are doing great things, preaching the unadulterated word of God. No denomination to tie them down. They are free, doing a great work. So in comes this little devil, like an insect, setting with his arm, two arms, setting in front, like a grasshopper, you know, and his little old greedy teeth, that is his force, the power. And it coming to eat of brotherly love. He said, you know, so-and-so did so. And over so-and-so church, you know, I wouldn't believe that bunch of people. Here he is. That's the first thing he done. Eat brotherly love. The next, he wanted to eat on the fruit of faith. Faith in the word. Now you look. How do you know that is the word? It's been translated so many times. That little devil is still eating. That word has been translated so many times. Is this, that, or the other? Is all this? Now, you see, that is another fruit he eat of. Joy of salvation. Amen. They say, shh. You people make too much noise. Oh, my. How can you preach, Brother Brown? A woman said to me one time, no. See, I hope. Okay, man, I hope he's here. He belongs to another church. He said to me, he was up here to hear the other day. I couldn't hear him. He said, how do you preach and people cry? How do you do it, Brother Brown? He said, how in the world can you preach? I said, if they didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be preaching here. See? And a friend of mine, Jim Bo, and I, we used to, you know, have an old dog. We call him Freeze. Okay, let me just leave that. Because said, what was the first thing that he said to? It was the fruit. Begin to eat, you know, the fruit of love, the fruit of peace, brotherly kindness, joy, you know, and all those things. And he did that. The first church. Until completely finished that fruit. If you go back to Joel chapter 1, he said, all that the palmer ate and left. All that the palmer are left after they are eating it, the locusts are what now? They are eating. Because of the time. Let's see the second stage, paragraph 222. Right there, the second stage is this little fellow, the locusts. The little fellow died out and he become a locusts. That was the next stage, was a locusts. Now, what was a locusts do? He eat the leaf. Of course, the fruit will be, you know, around the leaf. He eat the leaf. Amen. Fellowship. Amen. Now, what does the locust do? The locust eat the leaf. That's right. The locust take onto the leaf. What the palmer worm left, he left the leaves. He eats all the fruit of the tree. Then what took him? The locusts come in and eat what the palmer worm left. Now, what did he do? What did the palmer worm do? I mean the locusts.
destroy the least. What is the least for? Destroy divine fellowship. Amen.
I think we can just look at this and also just consider ourselves.
Destroy what? Divine fellowship.
Let me not dwell so much on that. Let's look at the third stage.
Now, what the locust lets, the canker also eats. The palmer eats the fruits, the locust eats the leaf. What is left on the tree now? When the fruit and the leaf is taken off, it's only left the body. Now, the third stage of it was a canker. That's got a bad name to start with, the canker. What does a canker do? It goes into the back of the tree. Eat of all of this. All these things are spiritual application. It goes into the back of the tree. That is the lifeline.
Yes, sir.
It goes into the back, you know, and destroy the covering of the tree. See the covering. What is religion? Covering. That is what the word religion means, a covering. So this little canker, after it got amongst the congregation, got them all dignified. Then it took all the fellowship away from them in the form of the locust. And now it comes around and it takes the very religion out of them and make a dogma for them. Make dogma out of it, right? Set up unorthodox words, form himself a religion, get a bunch of men together, put a creed, and take the very religion and strip it off of God's tree. The very bud that bears the sap that comes up in it takes it away, the canker worm. You see that insect? That is exactly the canker worm. That was one role. That was role in the early church. Amen. What the palmerworm ate and let the locust eat it. That's why if you follow the prophet Rabban said, you look at the early church, all they were doing was to restore back to the faith of the fathers. That's why when they start, remember who was the one that laid the foundation? Then Martins, Luther, and John Wesley. Amen. With the prophet said, justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Spirit. And the fourth is what? The restoration. Amen. Look at it. They were all, trying to come back to it. But Rabban said, little when they start like this, and the messenger is taking off, they organize again. When Martin was taken off with all the work that they did, the church reformed again, they organized. That was when the Nicolaitan spirit and the rest of them, started coming. They put Bible aside, they said, we don't need the Bible, we can write our own Bible. That's why Catholics today can say they have their own Bible. That's why they can say that Peter was the first pope. When do we see that? If it was not here in the Bible. That is why they can say that you baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Rabban said, where do you see that in the Bible? Nothing like that in the Bible. That is why they tell you that you pray to Mary, Hail Mary. Where do you find that in the Bible? Nothing like that in the Bible. They reform, organize, and take God out of the picture. That is why you see that there is nothing there. Are we there now? There is nothing in denomination. That's why Rabban said denomination is dead. Do you not believe that? They are all dead. Can you go in their midst and find brotherly love there? Can you go in their midst and find brotherly love? Can you go in their midst and find real faith? Can you go in their midst and find peace of mind, joy, salvation? Can you find that divine fellowship? Can you go there and find that true religion? You can't find it. Rabban said that was what this incense, just one, was walking in four stages. It was doing. Hallelujah. But we thank God for the promise of restoration. Amen. Now quickly, let's see the fourth stage. The fourth stage is the caterpillar. Rabban said, what was that?
The caterpillar is a sucker. That's paragraph 311. If you have the titles, go, you have the tape, one, listen to them, you will do your show well. The fourth stage is the caterpillar. See? And here it comes as a caterpillar, the fourth stage of Eve. Now, what is a caterpillar? It's a sucker. It sucks the life, the spirit, the life. That is what it does. Get right down in the pot and go to suck it. After they finish the fruit, they finish the leaf. They no suck there. They eat the part of the tree until remain skeleton. They no call the farm again. The people come here and kill the tree. Then what do you have? Death. That's why the Bible said there's no good in denomination. Do you now believe? Or do you still think there's life in denomination? If you think that there is life in denomination, you just need the mercy of God. Because only here that we can find true life. May God help us. Now, who was it? Who are we going to call it? Denomination. See? That is what the guys, that's that guy's right name. Why? He's a destroyer. He sucks the life. And every time that God sends a move among the people, every time they denominate, right there, they die. I want somebody that knows the history of the church that can condemn that. Show me one time that an organization ever organized that they didn't die right there. The counter one got a hold of it, took its religion away, and then the sucker come along and sucked the life right out of the tree. What kind of a life was in it? The Holy Spirit. What did he do? He couldn't put the Holy Spirit in there. And then still have dogmas. Not possible. The Holy Spirit wouldn't stand for that. So what did he do? He takes that Holy Spirit, the life out of the tree, and gave them a dogma. Make a denomination. We don't care what this says. Our denominations say like this. Can you see why they tell you that? When you say what they say, it is wrong for you as a woman to cut your hair. My church says it's not wrong. But the Bible says it's wrong. I don't care what the Bible says. I care what my church says. You think it's not matter? The Bible said before, why they are eating the life out of there. They cannot help it. You are reading the Bible protocol like that. He said, no, this is not how my pastor said it. But then your pastor might be wrong. No, my pastor cannot be wrong. How can you say my pastor is wrong? They can die for their pastor. But can they die for God? That's the question. The very one that came here for you, but you don't follow a blind guide, may God have mercy. The Bible said, you see, the first organization was Catholic. Wow, and he died immediately because it was dogma to begin with. And out of there come the first reformation was Luther. He organized and died. Next come Wesley. He organized and died. Next come Pentecost. He organized and died. Amen. Now, 319. The Bible says, but God planted his tree to bear spiritual fruit. Fruit of the Spirit, is that right? But what did man do? But what did man? Man always tried to make it an artificial form. He did it back then, he's doing it now. Now this, let's fire hard now and quick. Man has always tried to take the spiritual church and make it an artificial form. Is that not correct? Even today. They take the spiritual church of God and they are making artificial out of them. As long as you have a program, so far, preach what makes the people happy. But what makes God unhappy? And before you know, the life is taken out of the church. But I pray that will not be our portion. Of course, that cannot be here. That cannot be in the true church of God. May God help us. But God says now, in closing, you look at all of, you know,
those four incense that Joel spoke about, which was what the devil used to destroy that tree. The Bible said God promised restoration. And how did he also do it? He also used four men. He also used four stages. He used justification, sanctification, baptism of the Spirit, and restoration of the gifts. The Bible said, just like Satan came using those four, Christ also came with the restoration of four. Amen. And that is why today we have the perfect revelation of how to come to God. We know that it is not speaking in tongues that is the evidence of the Holy Spirit. You believe that? Because we see people that speak in tongues and they will still keep. We know it is not because I preach that I have the Holy Spirit. It's more than that. What is the evidence of the Holy Spirit? It's a changed life. Amen. That man that says he has the Holy Spirit, that woman that says she has the Holy Spirit, all that Christ was, we can see it in that man. All that Christ was, we can see it in that woman. The fruit of the Spirit, they are all there. The leaves all complete. There is divine fellowship. True religion is in their life. The life of God, we can see it there. May God help us. But if you don't have any of this, brother, we have to come back. We have to come back and follow the steps. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Spirit. Remember, so that's why when Paul was preaching, he said, let us have one talk like I said, we can't finish it. The Bible says, Paul met certain people and he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? He said, they said, we don't know anything about Holy Ghost. He said, then, unto whom were you baptized? He said, we're baptized unto John. Then he said, oh, John, the kind of baptism he did was the one he did for Christ. This one that we are talking about is in the name of Jesus Christ. When Paul preached, those people, they did not argue again. They believed him. And immediately they came and they were baptized. The Bible says today, people are still arguing. Why do I need to be baptized? The first one that I did, is it not okay? It's not okay. If you did it in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, it's not okay. You have got to do it the right way. That repentance and remission of sin should be preached what? In his name. What name? The name of Jesus Christ. That's the way we come to God. When we hear the word, we repent of our sins, just as we had in the morning we are reminded. We confess our sins, we repent, and we are baptized in water. Amen. By immersion in the name of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible says, God is obligated. After you have obeyed that law, remember it is the law for you have obeyed. Once you have followed that law, you have obeyed, God is obligated to his word to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If he doesn't do that, then it means he's a liar. And God can never be no liar. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Then if I am not filled, the problem is with me. If I am sick, and I've been praying for, I don't get where there is a problem somewhere. I need to check myself. Maybe God is trying me. Maybe there's something wrong somewhere. I need to come back. Because why? This is the day, this is the hour where we have been promised the restoration of all the gifts. You believe that? It says, the works that I do, shall you do also. Greater than this will you do, because I go to the Father. Is it that we do greater than God? No. The Bible said nothing. Quality, but the quantity. That's why you look at the life of the prophet. It seems as though he did many great things in his time that when Jesus was alive. Is that not correct? That is why he could talk back to the audience just as Christ did in the house of Father Abraham. Amen. Same restoration. He could talk back and he will be discerning the heart of the people. You believe that?
Amen.
This is the hour of the restoration. Then why people not being filled with the Spirit? Why is love so cold in our midst?
Why is fellowship wanting gold? We need to come back to the faith of our fathers. Don't allow denominations to come in our midst.
Of course. Proverbs says the word of God can never be denominated. You believe that?
Sure.
It cannot. Because as the prophet said,
that Holy Spirit, it will make sure that it doesn't even allow denominationality. One flash of it, it will kick it out.
Oh yes, the Holy Spirit will not tolerate that.
And so also, if the Holy Spirit is in the heart of any man, once anybody is bringing denominationalism, they pick it. They won't accept it. Amen. That is why that true man of God, that Holy Ghost filled man, they will spot it right there.
Is that old time Holy Spirit and the devil who won't hear it? That's the reason people fear it, but it's good enough.
Why did they think people think about it? They look at Jesus and say it's a basil. It's the chief of the devil. They look at God around and say, soothsayer. How will a man just celebrate education? How did he know this thing? They didn't know that it was Holy Spirit walking in the man. That's why they look at Peter and the rest of the apostles. They hated them. They want to kill them. And you think they will hate you today? You think they will like you? No, they will not. That's the reason people fear it, but it's good enough for me. So give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It will make me stop my lying. It will. When I am dying, it will stop the devil lying, and it's good enough for me. It was good, I want no other, for it makes me love my brother, and it brings it from all another, and it's good enough. Talking about restoration. The Bible said they were looking at how is he going to do it? But they did not do it. Did he not do it? And he told us, he said, I'm coming back.
Oh man, the time is gone. I don't feel like sleeping.
He promised us he's coming back to earth again. Satan will be back 1,000 years. We have no temple there. Oh, these great and marvelous things that the preacher is talking about. Don't want to be part of it. As Pastor Yoshi said, it's a prepared place for a prepared people. And the person that has gone to prepare that place is the one preparing us. This message that you are hearing is building rapturing faith in you. He said, the dead that have done gone, our loved ones now that are sleeping. He promised that we are going to have them again back. You believe that? He's going to raise them up again. Then if we sleep in, we are alive and we remain to that time. Our whole body will be changed. Together we'll be caught up to meet with them. We meet the Lord in the air. And so we ever be with the Lord. It's going to be a wonderful thing, brother. While the time is fleeting, moments are passing. The coming of the Lord is so imminent. Just as you have the ancient pastor saying, not that we are putting fear in the heart of people. But if you look at U.S., Brother Bram said, it is 13, number 13. You look at his colony, you look at Revelation 13, it's in prophecy. We can see it in plain view. Some of the things I was discussing with the Ashley pastor, I work with the USA. Let me just say it now. I know I've never said this. I work with USA. You just go and put it now in your book when you close on this Sabbath. You say it, I've been closed. US has decided to close all aid to every country. They are writing now on the book. This was a good fear in us. But it's to wake us up that something is facing to happen. Our country cannot do it. Nobody can do it for you. It's only God that can help you. Why would bow my head? How can I have this old time religion? How can I have this life of God? It's just all that you have been hearing in preaching, in sermons and things. People of old, prophets of old, apostles of old, they talk about it, they live it, they preach it, they enjoy it. And this our day is the day that we are promised full restoration. Restoration of the gifts in full manifestation. Remember, God always has witness. If you are not ready, He can do without you. But you want God to help you. Why is He walking upon others? He said, oh God, walk upon me. Yes, the world says, maybe we're not able to place it very well, but God help you, go back to your home. Take this sermon and listen to it again. Say, God help me. Yes, the enemy deceived me. Where has he eaten off? Maybe has he eaten religion from me? Has he eaten the fruit of the Spirit? Has he eaten, you know, has he eaten the poverty? We see it in so many places. What has he stole? What have I lost? God help me. I need a restoration. David one time said, restore to me the joy of my salvation. The Bible said he didn't lose his salvation, but he lost the joy of it. So whatever it is, you want God to help you. You want that whole time in the church, young brothers, young sisters, you had it. It is not only the adults that this Holy Ghost is for. It's for you that have crossed the age of accountability. Once you can be serious and you know what you are doing, you can be filled. If God can feed the children of Adonai and feed the sons of Brother God, then it's in you. If you are ready, God is more willing to fill you with the Spirit more than you ever desire of it. If it's any physical material thing you also desire from me, it's more willing to give that to you. While we bow our head, as we bring the service to a close, we invite the associate pastor to pray for us. You want to be remembered in prayer and say, God help me in this journey of life. I need that whole time religion, Lord. The one that will make me love my brother. The one that made me love my sister. The one that will take the devil fly.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your word that we have had. Lord, this portion of the message of restoration of the bride tree. Lord, this age is truly the age of restoration. Lord, after the original had planted in the first church age, Lord, your prophet told us how the enemy came in and gradually ate all these things away until what is just left is just a stone. Lord, just as you spoke it to about Nebuchadnezzar, I will leave his throne and the heart of beasts will be given to him. And say, but the life of the tree was left in the root. It was restored back to stone. So also it is in prophecy that everything that the enemy has taken from the church, from your bright tree, will be restored. We thank you very much because we are living right in the very hour of the full restoration. The world already has been restored and we are enjoying it. And by your grace, you have restored your spirit. You have restored the order. You have restored all the truths. And now you are restoring individuals. Therefore, as many as are not yet restored, maybe in the process, or something is missing that needed to be restored, you are a God of restoration. Since it is your promise, you will follow what you have said. Righteous Father, we pray you will look into the heart and the desires of individual of us, those that raise hand up, and those that did not raise hand but with knees, we are your children. Remember everyone, dear Father, and bring us to that full restoration where everything you have promised is flowing right in our life. Let it be eternal, Father. Lord Jesus, your children that are still out there in those places where life has left, may you guide their feet out of the place. Lord, your prophet said that until the last member of that bride comes in, rapture cannot take place. Wherever the last member is, may you fetch them out, dear Father. Maybe our family members, maybe our loved ones, maybe our associates somewhere, Lord, different people. And we know that you are God that work in mysterious way you want us to perform. Lord, just the account we read in the morning of Ogoro David drinking that sulfuric acid for the purpose of bringing, Lord, by 1,500 people that you predestinated our presence inside. Wherever your children are still hanging, whatsoever you need to do, we know you will do it. Our part is to pray. Our part is to testify. Our part is to, oh God, believe you and be in expectation. May you restore your children, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that we that you have brought to the full restoration of your word, make us ready, Heavenly Father. Cut out from us every surplus flesh, oh God. Lord, give us full joy that you have promised unto us. Lord, may we enjoy the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit and that of your children, dear Father. May the life of God flow through us, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. The blessings you have showered upon us today, Lord Jesus, may none of them ever elude us, Father. We pray, O God, that you will use your spirit to seal them in, O God, and will be our permanent heritage that will enjoy the days of our life. Grant it, King of Glory. The people that will see us, O God, may they know that truly we have been your presence today. May they know that you have done something in our life. May they know, O God, that your hand is upon us. May they know that your spirit lives inside of us, Father. Thank you, dear God. But we will come back again, O Lord, if you have not taken us out of here. May we come with testimonies, Father. Your servant you have used just this evening, virtue has left him. May you recall him, Father. May you replenish him. May you lift up the honor of his ministry. Lord, we pray, O God, for every person that you have used today, whether to preach or to interpret, or to listen, or to officiate, or to use instruments, or to sing special, whichever way you have used your children today, or those who go with the engine, those who go the online people and the computer people, whatsoever you have used your children to do, may you replenish them back, Heavenly Father, and give us grace to desire to serve you better, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. This new week that we have just started, you are the only one that knows the end from the beginning. But our lives in your hand. May you guide our feet. May you hold our hands. Shield us from every works of the enemy. May you keep us healthy, Heavenly Father. Supply all our needs, Lord. Guide us and order our footsteps. Bless the students and bless the workers, O God. We pray you, O God, make a way for business people that you will prosper every one of them. Enlarge the course of your children. Lord, may you, O God, you have promised your word that we shall be heir and not tail. bring it to pass in our life, to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. As we return back to our homes, may you take us back home safely. Lord, we pray, God, you give us a wonderful night and wonderful week. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful your servant that I went to Vakatari. When he's coming back, may you bring him safely. Thank you, King of glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. The services of the day have come to an end. Okay. Grandma is not around. All right, that's okay. I thought I need to see him. That's all right. God bless you. Shall we rise? I pray God be with you until we meet again. Our greetings to your families too. God bless you. Hymn number 52. He brought me out of the mighty clay. My heart was distressed, need you, but that's wrong. Yes, I.